This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Soccer, hacky, sacker, cocky, khaki, jacket, jacker, slap, happy,
so we'll just, like, slapper, rap about, like, what it's like to, like, make videos and stuff.
Okay.
Podcasts and, like,
you say rap?
Rap? Someone said it to me once, instead of saying, like, let's talk about it.
Oh, I thought you meant we're actually going to rap. I got really sweaty.
I was like,
I'm not a good rapper.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. I'm your host, Megan Mattoon, and today to help me help you, I've got two beautiful women on a couch in front of me. Ooh la la, aren't I lucky? Alicia Marie and Remy Cruz here in the studio.
Hello.
Hello. We have a 90s baby t-shirt
we
and
do.
A denim jacket.
Yes.
You guys are killing the 90s
vibe. We didn't plan
Thank
that.
Thank you.
No.
Are you a 90s baby?
I'm 91, baby.
93.
What a great room to be in.
Ooh, and what are you? I'm like, we're also waiting for you.
Sorry.
Oh, how nice. I have so many things that I want to say, but I will start with this. The voices you are hearing, Alicia and Remy, you may know them from their YouTube channels or from their podcast, Pretty Basic, which is now a year old.
It's a
yes,
baby.
Well,
tomorrow's
a year,
the official,
but by the time this
one
is
year.
Out.
Yes.
Are you guys going to celebrate?
I want to throw
yeah.
a party on a yacht. That's my go-to
it
always.
It escalated really quick.
Just letting you know, party on a yacht.
That's your go-to celebration.
Oh,
I
yes.
love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know?
We party hard. I love a party.
Oh, well, your 22nd.
My 22nd birthday was on a yacht with 75 people.
I was about to say,
yes.
How do you know that many people?
That's what I said. Well,
were a lot
actually,
of friends,
we didn't really
friends.
Know each other then.
Yeah, it was
so
more
was
so fill the boat. But, like, next year I think will be a lot better.
When did you guys meet?
We've known each other. Fun fact.
Can't wait.
You should say the story when we met.
Oh, the one I came up to?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically.
So embarrassing.
We knew each other, I think I probably like 2013 is when I like knew about your channel. And
Same.
Like, you know, the YouTube thing.
We just watched each other's videos
each
for a long
other.
Time.
Yeah.
And so I remember she was like really big at the time. I think she had hit, I think you had 50,000 subscribers. Was that the number? 25,000? What was it? No. Sorry. Take it back.
I didn't want to ruin the story.
I have the worst memory. She had just hit 100,000 subscribers.
Okay.
And so I saw this. And actually, I was going to college in the town where she lived or where she was from.
So there's a mutual
that.
Tie.
Exactly.
Okay.
But like, I only creepily knew that. So
sure.
I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to like slyly mention that I go to school in Riverside. She lives in Riverside. Like, we should hang out sometime. Like, but first, I need to like break
first.
The ice. But first. So it's 2013 BeautyCon. We're on the... I always forget what hotel. The rooftop.
The standard.
Of the standard hotel.
On Sunset Boulevard.
And she's sitting in this chair at like an after party. And I was like, go, Remy, it's your time. So I like walk up to her and I'm like, hi. Like, I just want to introduce myself and congratulate you on 100,000 subscribers. And she goes, oh, thanks. It's actually 200,000.
Like, who says that? Who says that? I'm
but I was
like
so starstruck. I was like, oh my God, no. Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my
and
God.
And then we didn't
so
really
so
become.
So
we didn't become friends though for another like 3 years and after
yeah,
that.
Like so after that we just knew of each other, kind of saw each other at events only.
Yeah.
You're probably like, and I'm unsubscribing.
I was a big fan. I was still a big fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. Rem Life, those vlogs are my fave.
But
maybe like the past 2 years is when our friendship really just got a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we had a, have our podcast together now and
yeah.
best friends.
Do you always go up to people at parties? Are you like chill like that?
Oh, I wanted to tell you, I'm a really big fan of you.
Oh my God.
I'm a fangirl of like everybody. I watched every one of your cooking videos, which you don't do anymore. But like, I'm a big fan.
I don't do those anymore.
What were they called?
I don't.
Was there a title?
Oh, it was called Patoonji Time, but I hadn't, I'd forgotten about that.
You should do them again.
I should do them.
I was a big fan.
I was like, I was so jealous because like when Hannah Hart was being able to be drunk, I was like, God.
I've asked if I can do it. They said no.
You asked alcohol?
I asked my team. They said no. Tito said yes. It was like I was stuck in the in between.
Dang, that's so funny.
Big fan. I'm a fan of like everybody for real.
That's so cool. How do you have time to watch all of it?
I don't sleep much. I'm big on TikTok right now. TikTok is ruining my life.
Everyone is talking about that. Do I need to get on it?
Oh, yeah.
I signed up, but I still haven't posted like one thing.
Oh, I don't post. I just watch. It's like Vine. Like I just like, you just scroll and then it's like 4 hours later.
It's really?
Because the feed doesn't end. It just like goes and goes and goes and goes. You're like, oh, it's like 9 p.m. I should like stop. And then it's like, it's 4 a.m. I should stop.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
When did you guys consider having a podcast together? Like, that's a big deal. That's like getting married.
It kind of is, especially with, especially at that time, we'd only been close friends for probably less than a year, right?
Yes, but I also don't think either of us thought about how big of a commitment it was.
No,
did you?
No.
Even until right now, I was like, wait, was it that big of a deal?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Like, what if after a year it was just gone? But yeah. What's funny is we didn't even plan, podcasts really hadn't taken off around that time because this was last summer, so summer of 2018. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely, we're starting, but I think we kind of hit the wave before they really took off. Like, I feel like recently a lot of people are announcing having a podcast. Mm-hmm. And our agent, we were having dinner with him and we were just going back and forth talking about stories or whatever, how we do on the podcast. And he said, this is just saying, we need to have one. Would you be down for it? He called me and you separately. Mm-hmm. We both said yes. And then literally, I think within a week or so,
it was ready to go, in the works.
It was in the works for sure.
Oh.
So it was cool having a someone who just knows us and knowing our dynamic. And at the time too, a lot of fans were like not sure about our friendship. I think because it just kind of happened quick, they were really not sure about it. And the podcast was our favorite way of kind of allowing people to see us from a new angle and see our friendship at a new angle. So it was really cool.
Yeah. When I have guests on the pod, I like to quick internet stalk them. So if you follow up questions.
Oh, dear God. Oh, you're excited. I'm nervous.
I'm like, I don't know what, but yeah.
I love like whatever you're thinking. It's probably not that. Okay, but I love going to the worst place.
That's always what happens.
So quickly. Oh, don't we spiral. Okay. Well, after a quick internet stalk, I found that Alicia, you had a dream that you got married and you didn't even like the guy. Is that true?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know. We found it on the internet somewhere. Did you ever say that?
Also, I swear, there's been a few times I've seen something and it says that I'm like a television actress or something. I'm like, I am not a television. Like sometimes there's things I find that I'm like, where did you get that?
Can we mention the Tommy thing? Tommy has like our publicist has like a tracker thing that like alerts him when like the name Alicia Marie is like something happens in the world. There's a lot of Alicia Maries that are not her that are somewhere like criminal somewhere in like the Midwest.
I swear.
It's so funny.
He's like, oh, Alicia, you did it again.
Like you robbed a Walmart. Yeah, it's like, so, it's like, insane. But she's like, I swear.
But I mean, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like that's a basic dream to have.
This is the first time that our research has not been on it.
Oh my God.
No, it has to be.
I'm sure.
It has to be.
I went on Grace Helbig's podcast and she was doing something similar. And she's like, so I heard in like 2012, you punched your brother in the face for not letting you use the laundry machine. I was like, how did you know that? Like, I don't remember saying that anywhere, but it happened. But I know, I don't remember saying it anywhere.
She was there.
See? Yeah, she was in the hamper. She was watching.
Plot twist.
Dang. Oh,
well. I mean, I will say yes. I think I'm sure I've had that dream like 20 times in my life. You know, you're just like,
My one thing I found, not the one thing, but the one of the things I found about Remy, you once drunk tweeted that you stan Kevin Jonas.
Oh, that happened recently. Yes. Ooh. Yes. I woke up and had checked Twitter, and I don't remember, but I tweeted something like, I've just now decided that Kevin is my favorite because no one likes him enough. But I don't remember tweeting it, but like that was so nice of
me. Are you ever scared that you're going to drunk tweet something ridiculous?
That's like a... I don't think about it.
I think you wouldn't have thought about that till now.
Exactly.
Realizing
now that you bring
drunk
it up,
tweeted
it's like
that.
The podcast being a commitment. Right. Now I'm gonna go home and cry.
You're like, oh,
I'm
shoot.
Like bringing a lot of things to light that I don't mean to.
Think
we
it's
can put
okay.
a password to where, like if it's past 2 a.m. or like 1 a.m. or something.
Thing?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a long time in my history where I wasn't able to bring phones when we would go out. Because, or she would have to hold my phone because I would drunk text people.
And lie to my face about it. She'd be like, I didn't text him. I'm like, give me your phone. I know you did.
You changed your passcode. I know, she's the best.
That's great. I have nightmares all the time that I accidentally post a nude on my Instagram story.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Can you imagine? You like wake up in a cold sweat.
Yes.
I always.
That's
instantly.
One of those ones,
I can't.
Like where you also have to. Like retrain your brain for like 2 hours, like it didn't happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you wake up,
yeah.
like, it's just a realistic dream.
Yeah. I always rewatch any video that I put up on YouTube in general just to watch
me too,
it.
Yeah.
But I swear I always watch it an extra time just to make sure I'm uploading the right file. As if I have any horrible files that I would be uploading.
I mean,
don't.
Yeah.
But like,
it's you saying too many ums.
Yeah,
you didn't
yeah, 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 yeah. But in reality, I'm sitting there freaking out that it could be the wrong one. Like, that's always been one of my worst nightmares
oh
from like
my God.
Years ago of starting YouTube.
Or you know when you like, if you're ever in a relationship and you have a dream about the person like really messing up and you wake up and you're mad at
and
them?
And you're still
oh
mad.
Oh my
yeah.
God, yeah.
How have we not figured out how to deal with this
yeah.
yet?
I don't even think there is a way to, right?
Maybe being a more stable person.
I'm that person
not
that, like,
there.
I feel it.
Not possible. There's no way.
There's truly no way. Okay, I want to play a game that I like to call Bursts of Firsts. We usually have only one guest, so you guys can either both answer
okay.
or take turns on whatever questions. Essentially, it's one round of rapid-fire questions, everything from your first job to the first time you cried in public, etc.
Oh,
whenever I yell stop, you have to explain, elaborate, or tell the full story.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Are you ready?
This is a good game.
No, but yes.
This is
I love
no,
it.
But yes. And here we go. What was your first job?
YouTube.
Teaching music.
Ooh, first cell phone.
I got nervous. a Nokia little light-up one.
The Sprint version of a razor. The, like, generic brand one.
The music, I swear. It's
first
the music.
Pet.
A dog. He was a Chow Australian Shepherd mix. His name was Buster.
Oh, Buster. A turtle, a red-haired slider named Henry.
First major purchase.
Oh.
A car?
Is that major?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely major.
No. But okay. Yeah, my car.
I love how he's just like throwing money. You were that Leonardo DiCaprio meme on the yacht.
Is that a fake?
Her yacht. First kiss location.
My high school steps.
A chair in my friend's room.
First choice in a karaoke book.
Ooh, Truth Hurts Lizzo.
No, a new one.
Like a Virgin, but the Glee version.
Dude, Glee is the
so
best.
So good.
Oh my God, my college years. First internet screen name.
MacBaby11. Oh no, Love and Figure Skate and all underscores in between.
Were you a we'll stop here.
I took like a month lesson.
Oh, that's right.
Two months.
Yes. When did you make the screen name?
I think I was in middle school. That's when AIM first came out.
Yeah.
That was my username.
Like how long into
and
these
it was
lessons?
Lovin, L-U-V-N. I was just obsessed with
Lovin.
It.
Lovin.
Skating with an 8, you know.
Oh,
skater
of course.
Boy. Yeah, yeah.
So good.
And yours?
Jesse McCartney forever.
Need
no explanation.
Yeah.
Well, I think he wasn't that big. It was like fresh off of Dream Street. Like Beautiful Soul had just come out.
Oh,
I watched
my
him on
God.
That video now from Toys R Us. Like it was a good time.
Oh my God.
Do you remember Hit Clips?
Yes. You could get them at McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
In your
yes.
Happy Meal.
Yes. That was like a big it was a big deal.
They should bring I don't know why they don't bring that stuff back.
It's probably expensive. Every
True.
Meal to have technology,
okay,
a little
true.
Computer
yeah,
in my fries.
But how did they do that before then?
Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
I remember getting my first like real CD was in a Happy Meal and it was half NSYNC, half Britney Spears.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It was
collab
orange.
Of the century.
That's really good.
I know.
What a
now
come
you don't, up. You don't get that anymore.
Most cars don't even have CD players anymore.
Oh, mine still does.
Mine does too.
Mine does too.
I feel
mine's
a lot
in
of
the glove
don't.
Box.
Oh,
like
really?
They try to hide the past. Like, why is this
that's
in the
like one of those
box?
Trends they try to get ahead on the trends, and
yeah.
then it's just like a hard no.
So weird.
That's funny.
Moving on. First thing you think when someone doesn't answer the phone.
They're mad at me.
Always.
Same.
First celebrity crush. Jesse McCartney
Jesse
forever.
Jesse McCartney forever.
Ooh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Ooh.
Oh.
First concert.
Britney Spears.
I think it was a Stacey Rico.
Wait, NSYNC, sorry.
Stuck on You, Stacey
Stuck
Rico.
On You.
Oh my God. Sometimes I'll play that on repeat when I'm cleaning like 20 times.
I need to listen to it. I was obsessed with her. I wanted to be her.
She's the Christian singer, right?
She started like Christian and then.
I had never.
Yeah.
Really?
Never.
I gotta.
Oh, please play Yes.
Yes. Just like stuck a quick thing. Stacey Rico, Stuck on You. It's so good. Hopefully there's not an ad.
Grammarly can
get
help
that
your
money, Stacey Rico. Instantly Grammarly. Have you ever tried it? Who cares? Okay, ready?
Oh my God.
It's just like that first note. I just can't seem
to find a way to leave the love. Oh, she's good.
It's so 90s. You know what I'm saying. You know.
Oh my
it's
God.
So, so good. Can either of you sing?
I want a hit clip.
No.
God.
I want a
absolutely
hit clip.
Not.
If I had a hit clip on my keychain,
oh
my God, I would
I
be
can
cooler.
See the Instagram pics now.
you know what? Tamagotchi tried to make a comeback, but no one cares.
No one cares.
I always
don't understand.
Killed mine.
Yeah, me too.
That was a lot of work.
Let's make it cool. Mm-hmm.
Dude, having a Furby is like having a kid. That was
my parents never let me have one.
They were weird.
I borrowed my friend's and then, yeah, you know.
How did they live after you took the batteries out?
Oh my God, I was just going to wait, is that a thing?
Well, yeah, I would like take the batteries out. It would still be chirping and then I would throw it against my closet door.
I was just going to say.
And it would still be going.
I swear to God, I took the batteries out because it was so annoying and I closed my closet and I heard whatever, like, noise. And I, like, to this day, I've been scarred by it.
It's crazy.
I thought that was just me. I'm glad that other people had that, too. Did you have that?
Oh. Did you ever have a Cabbage Patch doll?
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
Did you ever put your fingers in their mouth?
No.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, we can't move on. Sorry. We're switching this back.
Wait, because the Cabbage Patch dolls, if you don't know, if you're listening and you have never seen this before, it's like a big chubby baby and it had like right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're supposed to be babies. They're supposed to be like 10 years old.
What?
No. Yes. What are you talking?
Cabbage Patch Kids?
Oh, that kids and dolls are different. Maybe different age brackets.
Okay, so sorry. I'm thinking of the kids.
Maybe. I know what you're talking about.
Well, either way, you would put like little fake carrots in their mouth. And is this a different doll?
Yes,
I'm thinking?
It's so different than a Cabbage Patch doll.
One of them
correct
ate food and it would like poop it out in there. And you
that's
would like
a baby alive.
Oh.
Oh.
The baby alive would come.
Obviously.
She was duh. Come on. It was an infant that you would, it came with like this special can like I powder that you mix into her bottle and then you would feed it and then it would just pee in its diaper.
Oh, yes.
It taught me so much responsibility. Like for real.
That's okay. I wonder if that's. So Cabbage Patch dolls didn't eat food?
I mean, if its name was Cabbage Patch, maybe.
Yeah.
But I remember I had a Cabbage Patch movie where they all were building a treehouse and they...
These kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't eat baby food.
Oh, no?
I don't...
They're...
A baby alive?
I don't know.
Cute as hell. Baby alive.
Cute as hell. Either way, I put my fingers in them. Let's go. Not in them, in their mouths. Oh my God. Okay. First scar.
On my knee.
Ooh, same.
It's still here.
Where'd you get it from?
I think it was
we're not supposed to elaborate, so sorry.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
On my knee from a nail sticking out of the carpet.
I fell off my bucket. Oh my God, that's
awful. Out of the
awful.
Carpet?
Yeah, like on the sides, you know, the little, like, they're tiny nails.
Oh. Yeah.
Mine was from falling off my bike.
Oh.
Sad.
I know. Actually, I have another scar that's shaped like scrambled eggs on my arm because I dropped hot scrambled eggs on my arm when I was a kid.
Really?
Look, it's a remnant of scrambled eggs right there. Do you see it?
Kind of, but like...
It's just a shadow.
God, that was awfully painful.
Have you ever tried to make a man-made freckle before with a pencil?
No, I have so many.
No,
well,
but...
Not- just moles and freckles in general. Like,
wait, you did it?
No.
Oh, my friend got them tattooed on her face.
Yeah.
Really?
I've never done it.
My
before.
Friend too. I don't think I would look good with freckles. They have a little thing called Freck Beauty. It's like this tiny little felt tip makeup marker. And you like kind of dot it on your cheeks. And then with your fingers, you just push it
most
in.
Most people use like eyeliner, like a crayon.
I want them.
A good tip is if you ever have a pimple to put eyeliner on it and it makes it look like a little mole.
Beauty gurus.
Beauty gurus.
You didn't know that?
No.
You call yourself Mac Baby 11?
I know.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. Okay. And the next question is, first thing you do when you like someone.
Ooh.
stalk them on every social media possible.
Even LinkedIn.
Check the mutual friends.
Oh, I've checked LinkedIn so... No.
Because I'll see it.
The best thing, Venmo. Venmo?
Dude!
Venmo.
I talk about that all the time. people like probably get in trouble with their partners or caught cheating because it's like...
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes! Obviously.
Insane.
It is so good. Dude. I know when I'm going through my Venmo feed, I'm like, I need to do something
else. And no one really checks that. And that's why it's so good.
Yeah.
So
good. Do you feel the need to be funny on Venmo? Or is that just...
I feel a little pressure. I do. It's my own personal thing, though.
No, not at all.
No, not at all. So everyone's, like, quirky on it with callbacks, and I'm just like, this was a taco.
Gas. Yes. Food.
First show you binge watched?
One Tree Hill.
Glee, I think.
Nice. Yeah. First excuse you make when trying to cancel plans?
What's yours?
Hi, don't hate me. I'm just so tired. Probably.
Yeah, I usually just say I'm tired.
But half the time I am really tired. Mm-hmm.
That's an excuse if you're telling the truth. And lastly, the first time you cried in public.
Last or first time?
Either or, actually. I was thinking about doing the whole thing again, but last.
Oh, God. Last time I cried, I had a pretty Farmer Boys.
Oh.
Right by here, actually.
Oh.
Very close to here.
Was that really the last? I cry at anything, so I'm like, okay, when was that?
Well, that was a big public cry.
I want to talk more about crying.
Let's talk about it.
It is my absolute favorite thing to do.
I feel great afterwards.
It makes you feel so good.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I was talking with a guy friend of mine yesterday, and I was trying to get him on the same page of, like, it's cathartic and it's healthy. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't tell me the last time he cried because he was like, as we grew up, it's when people cry, it's weakness.
Yeah.
Or it's just, like, the most sad times in our lives.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you ever happy cried? And he was like, no.
I don't know if I've happy cried, but I've learned now through her, because she cries at anything. And through doing a podcast, I leave, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like very emotional now. So now I cry a lot over the past year. It's been a very tumultuous year for myself.
Does it feel good now though? Or are you still like,
I like kind of fight it, but then later it feels good.
Yeah.
Once you let it all out. But I need to just like hard sob. Like in Farmer Boys. I was
What happened at Farmer Boys?
What did happen at Farmer Boys? To be honest, I don't really remember much.
What is Farmer Boys?
Which time? Oh. Oh my God, you ever been to Farmer Boys?
I guess
not.
Oh,
it's delicious. It's this fast food restaurant.
It's a chain.
Oh. Yes, it's so good.
I've never been.
Oh, get the onion rings. So good.
It's just like a Denny's Diner type thing.
Okay. Onion rings and a side of tissues.
Exactly. Yes. It's so good. The most recent time, I think, was... Oh my God, I think it's the year anniversary. How cute! Because it was the day we launched our podcast. And I was very sad about a boy. And so we went out for like the launch party and then went out to like party after and then ended up.
You're a very like playful person. Like she always joke around, whatever. And I forget what we were talking about. TK was there and then she left. And then it happened right after she left. I remember.
Girly.
Literally, we're like talking and joking, like, ha ha ha. And you go.
For those of you not in the room, her face just completely drooped like a Salvador Dali painting.
Oh
like,
my God.
The thing is when you first started crying around me and even Ollie, our other friend, we would kind of laugh because it's so comedic because you don't see anyone cry like that. But it took us, I kid you not, like 5 times to realize that,
that's
she's serious.
Face. Oh, that's her
like,
face.
We were like,
oh, that's her face.
Oh my God.
It's like
oh
Kim
God,
K on another good. Level.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, really?
We call it the Cheeto Puff because it looks like ugly. An upside down Cheeto Puff.
I've like, there have been so many times I cry in Ubers. Oh my God, this is a bad one. I cry in Ubers a lot, like on the way to
used
go
to,
out.
Used to.
On the way to go
we're
out?
On better now. Like, yeah, like on the way, like we're like
really
done from one bar to another bar. I'm just like I'm sad. And then I like keep it all in. So then, you know, at one point it breaks and I'll cry so hard. I cry my eyelashes off and then I have to go home.
That was once.
Really sad.
No, it doesn't happen every weekend.
Oh, yes. We're in a much better, healthy state now.
That was like a year ago. This was a rough time.
Last year, Farmer Boys was bad. It was like wailing and people were like looking at me and I had to be walked out. And then the Uber driver who drove me home was so nice. And he was like, this dad, and he got out. And he's like, he handed me a tissue. He's like, it's gonna be okay, sweetie. It was so nice.
Oh my God, my heart.
Five stars.
I forgot about that.
Five stars.
It was so cute. When you want to cry, do you have like go to materials, like a song or a movie or like something that you watch or look at that you just like you really rely on to pull the tears from?
You know, I feel like I there's always times when I just want to cry sometimes.
Yes.
I just want to be in my room and I feel emo and I'm just wanting to to cry, but it's not there fully.
Yes.
But what's funny is it'll take the most random thing to like trigger me, and then it happens. It could be anything from like a cute dog video online, or it could even just be a song that has all the feels.
Yeah, or like army parents coming home to their kids and surprising
them.
Oh
my God,
those ones make me cry.
Within a minute.
That one and Bindi Irwin's dance on Dancing with the Stars that they tributed to Steve. Have you seen that
I have
one?
Not.
Oh, every time. If I just need to cry, that's what I watch.
Oh, or Golden Buzzers from America's Got Talent.
Oh my God, yes.
Every
yes.
time. You guys got through that with flying colors.
Thank you.
So we're moving on to the next round, which is helping other people.
Ooh.
This is a question we got
fun.
From someone who is 30 years old.
Okay.
Hey, Megan and guest. I'm 30 years old. I saw you at your live show in Chicago, which was great, by the way. Towards the end of the show, I was able to ask a question. I was a guy that asked for advice on approaching women without coming off creepy. And I gave a brief backstory on how I recently-ish got out of a serious and long relationship. While the advice I was given was helpful, I realized in the last few weeks that I'm actually like not ready to date. I wanted to start dating because I found out that she had started seeing someone, and I thought that I should too. Partially to try and move on, and partially because I was trying to get even, in a sense. But truthfully, I want to be able to be by myself and be content with that. Are there any tips that you could give on moving on and learning how to be by yourself? Well, books, podcasts, TED Talks, anything really. I just need help. But sincerely, moving on wrong.
Oh my God, my heart hurts.
My literal heart.
My heart, like my stomach hurts, my heart hurts.
I'm thirsty all of a sudden and hot and cold all at once.
My hands are sweaty.
Oh,
that made me so sad. What's his name?
Moving on wrong, we have anonymous. Marissa, help me out with this one.
Anonymous.
We have him be anonymous.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yes. So, oh my goodness. He did have a great question in Chicago, which was so respectful of how to approach women without coming off creepy, which I thought was like really nice
it's
to even
so
be aware
weird thinking
of.
Thinking of the other side from like the guy's
Can
side.
Can you imagine being a guy or like not even a guy, but like anyone approaching a woman in this climate? Like,
yeah.
I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You never know. I was talking with the same friend yesterday about the crying guy, which he doesn't cry. But I was like, I was talking about like opening doors, and I was like, I want like a guy to be chivalrous and open up doors. And he was like, I always want to open up the door, but I'm somehow always on the wrong side of the door. And when it comes to car doors, it's not efficient for me to open the door.
Oh my God.
Even when the Uber tries to get it, I'm like, I probably can get it faster.
Exactly.
Don't worry about
it. My boyfriend always tries to open the door for me. I'm like, this like wastes so much more time. Like, just get in the car, let's go.
Right. And he was saying like there's two people that are so different. And some people like the third wave feminists of like, I can do it myself.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, of course we can do it ourselves.
But it is nice.
But sometimes, yeah, I get the car door one, I get. But like a restaurant door, an Uber door that we're both getting into, like, let me go first.
That's true. That's true.
Oh my God.
So all that to say, that was very nice of your question in Chicago. However, the question now at hand is moving on, which is, so painful.
So hard.
So first of all, sorry that you're going through that. Mm-hmm. But when you guys are going through either any kind of like relationship breakup, whether it's a friendship or a toxic relationship or just a relationship in general that's kind of like moving in a different direction, what are your go-to, I guess, what's your like go-to ritual to get okay again?
I think a big thing, and it's so cliche, all the things are so cliche when it comes to a breakup of any kind or just losing a friend or something like that, but really loving yourself and taking time, and even like Ariana Grande said, thank you next, like thank you for what you've taught me. What have I learned from this? What were my like shortcomings? What can I learn and apply so that way moving forward everything can be good? But I think it's so hard because your whole life is just so drastically different and changes. But yeah, it's a whole new normal. I think just accepting and embracing that it's gonna, like, your life is gonna be a 180 and it's gonna be hard and it's gonna be a very, like, I always look back on those moments in my life and I'm so thankful because I've learned so much and they've truly shaped me. But during it, I was, all I wanted to be was out of it. But now I look back and I'm just so thankful. And I even wish I kind of took my time more.
Yeah.
Instead of like rushing just to be over someone.
You have to grieve.
Yeah, you have to fully do that. Because then next thing you know, like 10 years later, you still feel the exact same way.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. You have to. And the loving yourself part, of course, now I want to get even more into that and almost like bullet point, like practical ways of mm-hmm. loving yourself. Because we see that all over Pinterest and Instagram and all these
things. Okay, cool, but how?
Yeah, self-love, awesome. Mm-hmm. Have it cool.
Face mask? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. But like loving yourself, what's that like? Like how do you even start to start seeing like how great you are in a world that we're always constantly comparing ourselves to the next person on Instagram? Mm-hmm. Like how do you feel good about yourself?
I think for me, it's like when I help other people, which honestly, sometimes it's like a catch 22 kind of thing, because like I love doing it, but then I fell into this like rut of putting everybody else before me.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird thing. But I think just kind of recognizing for me that what I find a lot of strength of myself in is like being able to help be there for other people so that they can be there for me. Mm-hmm. Anytime I've been through any sort of breakup or anything like that, I've really relied on friends and family, mostly like especially my friends, to just like be there, like her drying my tears whenever I was like sad, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then obviously if that ever happens to her, God forbid, then I'll be there for her. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just like relying on other people.
We've talked about too of making sure the people in your life are people who would, like if you're bending over backwards for someone, like would they, if the roles were reversed, would they do that for you?
Right.
And I think that's a huge thing, at least like on, you know, friend or relationship, you know, just looking at it from that point of view, kind of.
How do you find self? This is so hard.
I think.
How do you find self-worth?
It's so weird because it's not something you necessarily like find and it's a light switch. It's a thing where 6 months later you look back and realize how far you've come.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Even we really resonated with the putting other people way first before us. And the second I kind of took a few steps back and started just living my life more for me and allowing people and having boundaries. I think that's one of the biggest things for self-love.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Having boundaries with people. And it's not that, you know, everyone has something. Everyone has issues. Everyone has something with them, you know, but it's not that you have to like kick that person out of your life and just say like move on, whatever, but being able to set up those boundaries for yourself, they're so hard, but that's loving yourself. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if you have like crazy relative who's always wanting to like in your life, like putting up that boundary is you loving yourself. And
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Someone asked me to pick them up from the airport the other day. And if you don't live in Los Angeles,
LAX,
picking someone up from LAX,
commitment.
Oh my God. I don't even think I did it for my mom.
Yeah.
I think I called my mom an Uber. I was like, I cannot.
Yeah. I have to sit on my couch.
Truly. I was like, it's just so much. And so I was like, the ego in me was like, that would make me a good person if I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to tickle me thinking that I'm great.
Yeah.
So yes, of course I will be there for you. Yeah. But in my mind, I knew that I was going to be so mad the whole day because I already had a bunch of stuff to do.
Yeah.
And so not drawing that boundary created resentment that I was only on my end because mm-hmm. she just wanted a ride from the airport and she's getting one.
And she would have understood no too.
Yeah, probably. But instead I was like, no, I will be there. Like she would do something for me and it's like, even if they would do something for you, you could offer something else. Maybe she would pick me up from the airport, but I would help her out with something else.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it's also like what's personal to you. And it's like not one size fits all.
Also going to what he said about feeling like he has to keep up because she's moving on or something.
Yeah.
The whole not keeping a score.
Yes.
Is so huge. Even when it comes to friendships too, of saying, oh, well, I got this, so now you have to get, like, it's that weird vibe of just this competitiveness or something. So even with relationships, it's such a thing. Just because someone is seeing someone else does not mean that they've moved on. Like, rebounds?
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh.
I just get chills all over my body.
I've heard this exact spiel so many times.
I get so passionate about it.
So many times.
So passionate about it.
I'm having flashbacks. But it's true. No, it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so he also asked for any books, podcasts, TED Talks, movies, memes, Instagram accounts. Like, is there anything online that you love?
Oh, there's that one Instagram account that we always repost.
What is it?
And it's about moving on.
Awakened Gods.
Awakened Gods.
It's some like deep, nice, like Pinterest worthy little like quotes. That'll just like.
We always used to send to each other last year that would just be like, what was one? Saying you lose people and then one day you find yourself. Like that kind of stuff. Yeah, like it's just good. Yeah, yeah. Follow them.
I love that. Okay, going to do that. He mentions TED Talks and I have a friend that has a song that his first lyric is, I watch a TED Talk on heartbreak.
He had a smart person accent. He said, don't look through the photos. And then I looked through our photos.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, man.
I feel that.
So don't look through the photos.
No. Nope.
Put them in a box. Have you ever, I think I asked somebody on the last podcast, have you ever burned memories from?
Oh, I've burned so many things. I've burned, like, I've trashed, I've done it all. It is cathartic, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The burning really helps.
The burning helps so much.
It feels so good.
But it's so sad sometimes because you burn something like that you can never get back.
My first breakup with an ex, I remember wanting to keep everything because I was like, well, what if we get back together? Yeah. Like, I'm going to want all this stuff. So I kept everything. We got back together. But then we ended up breaking up for final after that.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, well, what if we get back again? You know, like, I didn't want to burn anything.
It's right. So hard. One time I was like, I'm done with this guy. So I started burning the picture mid-picture burning. God. The flame is about to hit his face. Ding! I check my phone. He texts me. I like pull up the picture. I'm like,
She was like, while I was having my ceremony.
Yeah, he texted me in like 3 weeks. I was done. He knew.
Oh, that's
like,
they have a radar.
I swear they know.
But back to the poor guy. I'm so sorry. I think also like just don't lie to yourself. But I feel like that's more advice for myself that I learned. Of like for so long, I tried to like convince myself I was fine. I'm fine. And then that's what led to these crazy, obnoxious public blow-ups. But like it sounds like he's being pretty realistic with himself, and it sounds like he's already grieved quite a bit too.
Yeah,
but I think that's just like really good advice for anybody. I wish that someone had told me that, like, stop lying to yourself and just be honest.
Yeah,
it makes the whole process a lot easier.
Right. I think also keeping a journal for me specifically helps a lot. Almost like going back to what you were saying, Alicia, in the beginning of like evaluating where you are with things.
Yeah.
And go like, this is how I feel today. And then like I think I told this on another pod too, but like make a list of 20 things or even 10 things if you can't think of that many. 10 things that make you feel alive. Like when do you feel the most you?
Ooh.
And then take yourself on a date. Nobody else. Just you and that one thing that you love, and do one of those a week.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I need to do that.
There's so many quotes that are like, when you ever feel like if you're single, they're like, whenever you feel like you need love from somebody else, like, give yourself the love.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love that saying, but sometimes you just want to be cuddled.
Oh, my God.
It's hard. What happens in that scenario? What do you do then?
You get a body pillow. Target, $10.99.
But a body, like one body pillow for the front and one for the back. So you could do like a triple.
We should Shark Tank a big loopy one.
Just a pregnancy pillow.
Wouldn't that be so good? Is that what it is?
No. But
I bet they have like boyfriend pillows.
They do.
Oh,
someone got me
arms.
One time.
Yeah.
Someone got you one?
Yeah, I was kind of sad.
What?
It was a good joke gift, but it kind of was.
Did you use
it? Yeah, I cried into it that night.
What does it have? Is a big body pillow with an arm?
It has an arm.
Did it have a button-down shirt?
Oh, that's funny.
I think it did have a shirt on it.
It has like a shirt.
I don't know what I did with that thing. I gotta find that.
I bought one for a video one time. For like a little comedy sketch.
I mean, kind of good.
Okay, so we don't think rebounds work. Well, maybe they do.
They work in the moment.
Yeah, rebounds work till you realize that you haven't worked through all your problems, and then it really
sucks.
Then
you're kind of back at square one for a second. Right. But it's okay.
Would you guys date yourself if you were looking and like not you? A weird question to ask, I know.
I mean, yeah, but I get why I would be like intimidating, especially when we go out. I don't talk to guys. You know what I mean?
Do you wait until they come to you, or you almost like?
I'm not even approachable. I feel how I'm not approachable.
Really? How so?
Because I don't know.
I don't get it either. It doesn't make sense to me.
You don't get how she's unapproachable?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm having a good time with you.
Oh, thanks.
I always have a great time. I would not date myself.
Why?
Oh my God, why not?
I'm just like a little crazy right now. Just give me like a few more months and then I'll work through it.
A few more months. I love that. I always like that question.
Did you say you'd date me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I was like, I totally didn't listen to that. I'm so sorry.
I was thinking about this. Do you ever play mental games with yourself?
Oh my, are we talking about like, if I don't do this, if this doesn't happen now, I'm going to do this.
All the time. Like sometimes I'll just be like, if I can make it home in 5 minutes, then I will get this.
Oh,
or like,
yes.
When
yes.
you're working out, like if I don't quit in this Pilates class, then I will find a boyfriend.
Yes.
Like you always have if and thens.
Yes. Or if I'm like walking on the sidewalk, it's like if I don't make my step three, it's like in between these two cracks.
Oh, driving to the lines. There's always, I do that
yes,
too.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought I was the only one. This is great.
There's another one that I like to do. It's a little like deeper than that, but it's on the I guess, level of self-love, kind of. Well, it's a good evaluation of, like, how you see yourself. So everyone listening could also try this, but it's one of my favorite things to do whenever I'm feeling either insecure or, like, I haven't done anything. If I'm feeling like, oh, like, nothing's really happening for me, or, like, I could be more successful than I am, or whatever it is, if I'm feeling insecure in any way, I go to the bottom of my house. I have, like, some stairs. So I go to the bottom of my house, and I close my eyes, and then I open my eyes and think, like, this is the first time that I'm seeing this house in general. And I try to glean who I am by what I see on the walls.
Oh, my God, the decorations. I love this.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then you go, oh, wow, this is a cool candle. Oh, it smells cool. Oh, that's a neat thing. Wow, this person has pretty good taste. Oh, this is... And you look through, like, the record collections and hear their music tastes. And then you can see, like, would I be friends with this person? And, like, majority of the time, it's like, yes, this is really cool because that's what you
but
like.
It's interesting what probably stands out that you wouldn't have noticed
right?
without doing that.
Yeah. And sometimes if you're, like, really busy and your, like, room is a mess and you're like, oh, this is messy because you don't really realize it's messy until you're doing this, you know, because you're living in it all the time.
Perspective.
And, like, when you go to other people's houses for this first time and it's, like, really messy, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then when you do it at your own house, when you're really busy, you, like, live in squalor and you're like, oh, this is totally normal until you do that little, it's almost like
I'm going to start doing that.
It's really fun.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Also, when you think of, you know, you start dating someone, they come over, and then you can kind of see it from their perspective.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? It's just changing the perspective.
I do that all the time. Or, like, do you ever send someone a message or, like, upload a video, and then you watch it as,
from,
like, perspective of someone else?
Oh, all the time.
I've never done that.
You upload a video, and you go, let me, like, think about if, like, my crush watched it.
No.
And then you watch it.
I do have an Instagram story, though.
Yeah.
Instagram. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's really cool.
Oh,
little mental games.
I'm so funny. Oh, my God. They're going to love this one.
Dude, a person replying to your Instagram story is like, oh my God, my favorite thing.
It's so good. Yeah, it's better than anything else.
It's truly better than most things.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Instagram, we should take a quick break. Everyone do that little meditation. I'm going to call it a meditation. It's not one. But try that on this break while Alicia and Remy give us an extra piece of advice you can find on the Just a Tip podcast Instagram. And we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. Before we get into act number two, I want to know what you guys are obsessed with individually. So what have you been either, like, really, really passionate about? Like, is there, like, a sweater you love or a TV show or anything?
Cody Ko.
From Vine?
Yes. Do you watch his YouTube videos?
Dude, here's the most embarrassing thing that I honestly cannot believe I'm about to say.
Oh my God, I'm ready.
Everyone listening, please don't do anything.
You're always right.
Yes, yes, yes. So I had a Vine account, but I wasn't a Viner. So I was just like, I put stuff up and I really loved him on Vine. And for some reason, I was feeling frisky and sassy one day. And so I, like, direct messaged him on Vine.
Here we go.
And I was like, I don't even know what I said, but I try too hard in these scenarios. So I probably, like, really heavy handedly did something. And I was like, hey, think you're hilarious. And I probably, like, said three more things that, like, I have no idea, but I would be mortified if I read it again.
Oh my God.
And no reply ever. And so I've never watched Cody Ko.
Well, he probably didn't open it.
Well, we can think that. Well,
also, Vine doesn't exist anymore, so.
So no receipts.
Exactly. You can't pull it up. I love his YouTube videos.
I haven't seen them.
They're really good. There's, like, a specific series called That's Cringe. where him and his friend Noel, where they have a podcast too, they just like watch like a specific really cringy video and like roast it.
Oh my God.
It is so good. It's not even, like, it's so funny. That's my obsession.
Have you met him yet?
Funny. No, I have not. I met the Noel guy though.
Okay.
I ran up to him and introduced myself.
Good for you was at the shorties. That.
Oh, I was so nervous.
I can never do that.
Yeah, I could never either.
I think the last time I went up to someone was at, like, I think the Streamies after party, and they, like, asked me why I was there.
You're like, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, why are
That's
you
so
here?
Rude.
It was like, so I don't know if she was drunk, but I was like, oh, damn. I was going to ask her to be in a sketch, and so I just want to introduce myself to, like, just, like, meet face-to-face.
And
I
she said,
like,
what are you doing here?
I think she, like, was asking, like, what do you do? Why are you at this event? Like, what's your thing?
Yeah.
Got it.
But instead, I was like, honestly, I don't know why I'm here.
I'm just gonna leave now.
Every decision I made up to walking up to you, I don't know why I did it.
Oh, that's so sad.
That terrifies
me.
I know.
It's almost like one time this girl told me she had 200,000 subscribers and I said
Oh my God. Okay, I am obsessed with this company sent me, well, this company. Do you guys know Anthropology?
Yes.
Of
yes.
course. Do you know their signature scent?
Yes.
The, like, volcano?
The blue, yes.
Okay.
Stop it. They
the
sent you candles?
Candle company sent me, I kid you not, everything. And they have body lotion, they have oil, they have everything.
Of that one scent?
Of that scent. And they sent it to me today. I did an unboxing. I kid you not, I was on, I, and it's insane.
What's the company called?
Capri Blue.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes.
Do you kind of smell it?
Oh, wow.
I know. And it doesn't give you a headache. You can literally, like, I swear, I did a whole unboxing just now and I was so stoked about it.
Oh,
like,
so stoked. Expensive, too.
That is expensive.
So nice.
What's a good price for a candle?
See, I don't know.
Like a nice one or like a bad one?
Okay,
see, like, I don't know. Next question.
No.
Because they range. Like, if you go to, like, Home Goods, it's like $15 for a big three wick.
It's like, how long does it last?
That makes me happier than a Home Goods.
I'm down to pay more for a candle if it lasts a long time
for
and
sure.
smells good. But then also, can I justify, like, $30, $40? But then if it lasts 6 months, is that worth it? You know?
Yeah.
You know what my thing is? I have no problem spending $50 on a candle at Anthropology because that's just what they charge. And I'm like, okay. But if I go to Bath and Body Works and their candles are $24.95.
Or if they're not having
but
the
they
sale.
They run sales. Exactly. If they run sales and I have to pay $25 for a candle, I'm pissed if there's no sale going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so upset.
No, have you noticed though, most of those sales are the exact same price, just in different, like, wording.
It's like,
yeah,
10 for like 50 and then one candle.
Buy one, get one free.
Normally, yeah,
or
like
it's like 20% and it all adds up to the same amount.
You're like, I'm not going to do the math, but this sounds nice.
Yeah.
I'll take 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see there's, I think it was a kind of a viral tweet or a TikTok that, like, was put on Twitter, but it was like, if you bring in Bath and Body Works empty candles, you can get free candles.
I'm sorry, what?
You, like, bring in your empty containers.
That makes sense because you can recycle them.
Right. But I guess they're giving you, like, free wax and scents.
Free wax.
But you
bring your own candle.
Apparently
bring
it works. I mean, that's what the
even
internet
MAC
said.
Cosmetics does their back to MAC program, which is if you do 6 eyeshadows or lipsticks or something, you get a free one. So if you return them after you've used them.
Didn't know that.
So that makes sense that they would do that too. Oh, but I've never heard of that.
Free wax.
Free wax.
I think at Starbucks, if you bring your cup back, you can get a free refill.
My God.
Oh my,
it's so nice.
Wow.
I just want to, like, Google all the free things I could get.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
Yo, that's
everywhere
that's
gives
move.
You free stuff. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do next time.
On your birthday, you get a free flight to Catalina Island. If
Shut
you live
up. I love Catalina.
I've never been.
Maybe me neither. Maybe flight? It's not a flight. Because they do helicopters.
A ferry.
A ferry.
It's probably the ferry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. What's the ferry's like? $5?
It used to be a Disneyland
like
ticket.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It used to be a Disney what?
Yeah,
a
you
Disneyland
used to get a free
ticket.
Disney ticket.
You used to get a free ticket on your birthday.
Oh, and they
quickly
were like,
got rid
no,
of
no,
that.
No, 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 no,
we got to build Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
Dude, Cars Land?
Insane.
At sunset, was it Golden Hour?
Yes.
Magical.
Have you been to Star Wars
Magic.
Land yet?
I haven't.
I've never seen a Star Wars movie, but it's cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go.
It's really pretty.
Didn't someone, like, cut their head off in Space Mountain one time?
Yeah, Thunder Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, how do you know that at the top of your mouth?
I've done lots of research. But you know what's so weird? Disney has never, like, they take pride in the fact that they've never had anyone, quote-unquote, die at Disneyland. I'm sorry. If you get your head guillotined off.
No. This is
pronounced. I understand. They get pronounced dead outside. But like someone died at Disney. A lot of people have died at Disneyland.
For sure. A lot of relationships have died at Disneyland, oh, I'm sure.
True.
I did a pod one time where one of the girls who was calling in was a wedding photographer, an engagement photographer at Disneyland.
Oh,
and
God.
She was like, so many times people said no.
Oh,
and
my
she's
God.
Like, should I take this photo?
Should I go wait in line at Thunder Mountain?
Can you imagine? If someone was to propose to you, do you want them to ask like all of your friends?
No.
No, you just
to
want
to be there?
No. Oh,
just
God.
Beforehand.
No. Oh. Beforehand.
Oh.
I just think you should talk about it
the
in general
friend.
With the
right?
person before.
With
yeah.
the person. I want them to talk to my best friend and my sister.
What about your parents? That's
parents is that, ask permission, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of traditional that way.
That's what I think too. Yeah. I'm still yeah. like kind of that way, but I know a lot of people
But I'm also close
aren't.
With my family, so I feel like it's not like some, you know, whatever.
What about for the ring? Do you want them to hit up your friends to figure out what type of ring you like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I'll talk about it.
I would love
it
to be surprised. I don't want to like know what it looks like, but I'm also very picky.
I know.
Oh, so I know like, what ooh. I want. That's
oh, that
it.
Can't be a gamble.
I can't.
Oh, man.
Just leave like pictures of it everywhere.
Yeah. But then I'll, yeah.
Little hints.
Subtle.
Okay. Subtle, tiny little subtle. This is the part of the pod where we talk about the creative and personal processes. I don't have a name for this yet. Maybe I'll figure out. I'll call it the breakdown for now.
Ooh, cute.
The breakdown. We just all cry.
God, no. We're not a Farmer Boy.
I asked Twitter one time what type of questions they want to hear from creators. And a lot of them were just like, practicality. How do you get started? So if you were to get started, we'll start with YouTube since we're all on that. Mm-hmm. If you were to get started on YouTube today, which is crazier to think of like when we yeah. all started.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what years you guys started, but like today, 2019.
It's so different.
So different.
Uh-huh.
What would you do?
Like what kind of content would we make?
Or
like what way would we go about it?
I think both.
Okay.
I think definitely it's so hard because I'm assuming also when you started, like none of us knew it would go anywhere. So that's why yeah. we had like funny, quirky usernames because like we didn't plan to like whatever. Yeah. So choosing a username that you're happy and proud to have literally for 20 years or like
that's
if
your
you were,
brand.
Exactly. And, yeah. Like to have whether it's your name or a really cute username that you just love and won't regret and beg finally to change it to
right.
YouTube. yeah, definitely something like that. I think it's so crazy because it's not that you have to have good quality in the beginning.
Right.
But in a sense, you kind of do. But you can still shoot on your iPhone. Like, it doesn't have to be a huge production. But I think now, because a lot of people, you know how to edit and all that kind of stuff, I think it would be good to, you know, do a few videos beforehand. And you can always take them down. But just kind of practice a little bit, at least.
Yeah. I feel like it's so easy right now to fall into, like, the trend. Whether it's David Dobrik or, like, the Emma Chamberlain
like
thing. Yeah, like, right. trying to be like that. Which I think will only get you so far. And this is something that's gone for however long we've all been on YouTube. Just, like, do your own thing.
Mm.
Because, first of all, you're going to get tired of doing that. And also, like, someone's already doing that. Like,
yeah.
Emma Chamberlain is being Emma Chamberlain.
Right. Also,
so don't
like,
be Emma Chamberlain.
Loyal fans will be like, what?
And I think a big, yeah. a good tip is to, like, try and have any of your platforms based more on your personality than on the content you're making alone.
Yeah. So smart.
Because you put your, after you do that, all of your worth gets put into just the content. And I feel like that's where people get lost. And then also you have more freedom when you're personality based because you can really make whatever. People will watch Emma Chamberlain eat cereal for 20 minutes because it's her doing it.
Right.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah. That's what you said is so true because when I first started, I was watching Grace Helbig videos almost like only.
Same.
Mm-hmm. And then, I know. And then I was like, oh, this is not natural for me. So like when I was trying to emulate somebody else, it's like, oh, I wasn't realizing yeah. that trying to be like someone else is pushing down what is making me me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's like doing yourself a disservice.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
Yeah. And I didn't like, I also didn't feel comfortable on YouTube because I think I started a little after. I think I started in like 2012.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it was like after like the first generation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so like people were already them.
Yeah.
And that's all I knew. And so I was like, oh, I could, it works for them. So maybe it'll work for me. I remember putting like fake lashes on, like red lipstick, like full face makeup, standing, yelling at the camera because I
yeah.
thought energy.
Yes,
truly.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought energy was what people wanted to see.
Yeah.
But like the more I grew and like stopped wearing so much makeup and just like started showing how to be a real person and not like editing myself to perfection
yeah.
or even like fabricating that I was clumsy because I'm very clumsy. But like with the cooking videos, I was like, let me put something or drop water. Like anything that was on fire was always true. But like, like I would like drop things on purpose and then yeah. like make a joke about it. But it's like, that's not funny.
Yeah.
And it comes across it's the screen.
It's just dirty.
It's so, I totally.
It's just unsanitary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that's so, so smart. But my question is, I guess, how do you know who you are before you found it out?
Yeah, that it's, I feel like I'm still figuring that out too. But it took me years. I was so almost like a character, I feel like, on my channel.
Same.
Being like, let me wear this. Exactly. Red lips. Let me do this. Oh, Alicia Marie would blank, you know?
Right.
And I think even when you don't know who you are, like, you're still you. So I think kind of being open about that and, you know, maybe you don't know what you're liking right now. But as of today, I know I like XYZ or, you know, right now I'm liking this band or whatever. Like, little things like that. Like, you still are someone, even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think to kind of own that. And I think, honestly, I would love for someone to be out there documenting them finding themselves.
Whoa.
Like, everyone on YouTube,
that's
right?
A good idea for a YouTube channel,
exactly.
Somebody.
Like, everyone, honestly, even me, like, this past year, I feel like I've had a more figuring out who I am and stuff, and I kind of wish I documented that side more, but I think YouTube, everyone always has this perfection side to it of, like, oh, this perfect tutorial, XYZ, where now, luckily, I feel like vlogs and realness is just so big.
Yeah.
But that would be so dope to see someone openly saying that they don't know who they are and trying to find themselves.
That is so cool.
You know?
That is
vulnerable.
Really good,
I would so
it's a good documentary.
Oh,
that.
My God. Okay, let's do it, guys.
I mean, yeah.
I'm like, I'm in. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I feel like on the other hand of what I said of, like, not trying to follow somebody else's footsteps, like, I think there is something that you can glean from it that does help, though. So, like, if you go, oh, I like Grace's videos or I like Shane's videos, then you can go, what do I like about it?
Yeah.
And how can I make that work for me, how I already am, instead of changing who you are to fit their mold?
Exactly.
Just go, like, because it's also, like, when you like something in somebody else, it's usually a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always nice to
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I mean, let's look at beauty, fashion, and lifestyle. It's not that Bethany Moda made that. You
right.
know what I mean? But that was her niche. And then, of course, if you also like that, like, it makes sense why you would also want to do a haul. You know, it's not like a certain YouTuber made that idea or some or that category a thing.
Right.
Obviously, they're associated with it. But there is such a fine line between copying and something that's trendy and something of inspiration.
That also interests you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great advice.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
If anyone's wanting to be a YouTuber, I'm really excited that you listened to this podcast. Because I wish, that's a good question. What do you wish that someone told you before getting into YouTube? And it can't be any of the stuff we already said.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Something.
Or I guess even online in general with, like, Instagram and Twitter, like, because there's a privacy, you know, like, doing what we do, there's a lack of privacy.
I think I would tell myself to be more private about things, but then also I think I would tell myself, or just something I wish someone had told me, is, like, it's okay to not have, like, to not always be perfect.
Yeah.
I think we grew up on the whole, like, lifestyle thing of, like, how to do
the
this,
perfect
DIY
Tumblr world.
This, yeah, Tumblr, like, Tumblr-inspired room decor, whatever it was, and, like, nothing could be bad.
Like, morning routines were, like, waking up smiling
and
just all of that.
All the, like, transitions of, like, little, like, color things. It's just, like, overly saturated, like, and that's the thing is, that's where I fell into the whole of,
same.
Like, following what everyone's doing. It's, like, okay, well, they're doing well, and it's, like, I figured out I like doing lifestyle. So, like, that was good. And that was on my own. But then it's like, okay, well, Alicia did a morning routine and she did this, this, and this. Like, I'm going to do a morning routine now too, but I'm going to do this, this, and this. It's like, you get so lost doing all that.
Yeah.
So I wish, and it took me a long time and I'm still learning a lot, but that it's okay to show when you're not okay on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to open up and tell people, like, I don't know how to tie-dye a t-shirt. Like,
if
I flip it over, it's fucked up.
Exactly.
Like, you don't see that on camera.
Exactly.
But, and it, like, again, I think that came from being real and, like, from the vlogs of showing, like, it's okay to be different. Like, it's okay that not everything's perfect because it's not.
No,
I think that's so important too, because a lot of people that are watching YouTube, like, want to relate to something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're perfect, they can't relate to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So showing somebody that you messed up a tie-dye t-shirt or don't know what you're doing, it's like, oh, okay, a best friend, somebody I could, like, feel akin to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. I would say the exact same thing. And even just to have fun. I think that would be
that
a huge
thing.
Because I think that's what YouTube was so special. In the beginning, was it felt like home videos.
Yeah.
And then over the years, obviously, now it's, like, really produced stuff and getting sucked into that, oh, everything has to be this and this and the angle and the lighting and da-da-da, to where you lose that, just have fun. Like, you're just a teenager or in your 20s, 30s, whatever. You're just making a video to connect to someone and have fun.
Right.
Or not even, don't even think about the audience sometimes. Like, there's been so many times when we first started, like, we just made a video because it was fun and we uploaded it. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what grew us in the beginning. So to forget that's a huge thing.
Huge. But, yeah. Oh, my God. I think about that all the time. Sometimes I, like, really feel like there's so much pressure that I can't have fun anymore. Yeah. It's like, that's what people want to see.
I think with, like, celebrities... I don't really consider YouTubers celebrities, but like Kylie Jenner, like Ariana Grande, like big celebrities, like you want to be them. Like that'd be really cool to be them. But with YouTubers, you just always want to be their friend. That's what I always think. There's like two boxes. Yeah, you can connect to them. You see the realness, the rawness, and you relate to them. Like, oh, I go through this, I go through that.
I feel the exact same way because I think there's like it is like we're reachable. People can tweet us, we tweet back.
Yeah.
But like if Ariana tweets somebody, like that's world news.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're more approachable. Oh my God, look, now you're approachable. Now you think that you're not.
Let's go out.
Let's go out. What about recharging, like making videos for so long and almost like on this like weekly schedule or even more than that, especially with podcasts and YouTube, like it's a lot of work. How do you guys stay sane?
For me, I think it leads back to the whole like basing, like I feel comfort in knowing that a lot of my channel has been based more off personality than content. And when it was based on content, I'd be really upset if like a video wasn't doing well because of this or that, because people were coming for DIY tutorials or whatever it was that I started for. And then once it kind of became more of like different things, like I did dance videos for a bit. I did like, now I'm kind of doing more like weight loss, or I was doing weight loss for a while. But now it's just kind of like lifestyle things.
Yeah.
I feel like now I'm able to kind of just relax and like know that I'm kind of going through a wave again of like, okay, right now I'm not really sure what I want to make, but I'll figure it out with how my life kind of changes. And then I find solace in knowing that people will probably still follow me based on personality, not on what I'm doing.
Right. I think that's so great. What about you? What happens when you get really stressed? What is your go-to, like, calm down?
Still figuring that out. I think I've gotten really good at incorporating fitness. And when I'm doing that, that's kind of my, like, second to not think about work as much as I can. So that's kind of a little escape. And then also I've tried to be really, really good at not staying up till 3 a.m. editing. Usually I have two assistants, so once they leave, I try my hardest to not really work after that.
Right.
And it's hard because sometimes I'm so freaking bored and I'm like, I could be editing, I could be getting ahead, I could be doing this. But really like letting that. Also, Sundays have kind of become my days.
Yes.
Just like I live for Sundays now.
They are the best.
Let me do some laundry.
Yes. Walk me through a perfect Sunday.
Oh my God. Wake up. Maybe do a hike. Or like a fitness class, like not like my normal thing, something different, a little like not as hard, you know? And then come back, get ready. I usually love vlogging on those days too, which goes to show like when you love doing it.
Yeah.
That's what's so weird because it doesn't feel like work and I just want to do it because I want to.
Totally.
Walking to get coffee, walking to maybe get my lunch, going back home, doing some laundry, straightening up a little bit, maybe watch some Netflix or YouTube.
TikToks.
I feel good just hearing this.
You have to. Thank me later.
Do you, and you don't make TikTok videos?
No.
Not yet.
Are you going to?
I'm sure she will.
One day. One day.
Is it like, what's popular on that? Is it all like home videos? You have to shoot it on mobile, or like could you repurpose a YouTube video onto it?
You can repurpose any sort of like camera roll stuff, but it's more so just like a longer version of Vine. Like people are funny on there.
It's like just Twitter video, would you say?
I don't know, because there's, like, it's very trendy. Like, there's always, like, at least, like, 15, like, very big trends that are just going on.
I used to be exactly. So beautiful.
And people just, like, do it over and over again.
Oh, right.
But I love it. It's so interesting to see people's different. And it's such, like, a short attention span thing.
Yeah.
I get bored of things in, like, 15 seconds. So it's, like, you just keep scrolling.
I love that.
Right. I'm sorry I interrupted your Sunday with my TikTok.
No, that was pretty much it.
And end with a TikTok. Okay, well, we have reached the last section called Tip Jar. This is a segment that you can only use three words. I'm going to read a suggestion that was sent to us, and we have to give one piece of advice using only those three words.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Same. Okay. The first one is festivals. What's a tip on festivals, but you can only use three words?
Hydrate.
Charger, hydrate.
Do we each get three words?
You each get three words.
Oh. Charger.
I don't know the last time I went to a festival.
Oh, we live for Coachella.
Yeah.
Then I'll take your advice.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. I guess sunscreen.
Crystal yeah. Light. We always bring our crystal. Oh, that's sorry, two sorry. Words. Oh, it's one thing. Crystal Light.
Cool, cool, cool.
Sunscreen, hydrate. I don't know. I'm so bad at this.
Mine's going to be a little controversial.
Okay.
And you can take this any way you want, and I may get in trouble for it. But I think don't be sober would be my three words.
Oh, those are
oh,
good.
Like oh, like a phrase. We're talking like a phrase.
You could do any oh, way you want.
I like that.
Fully agree with that.
Honestly, yeah.
Okay, what about makeup? You can do a phrase or three words.
More is more.
More is more with makeup.
Less is more.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay.
As I'm sitting here with my blue eyeshadow.
Remy just filmed a tutorial. She doesn't normally.
In case you don't
brows.
Great. Wait, what?
Wait.
Brows.
Brows.
Brows. Brows.
Brows. Brows. Brows. Brows.
Brows. Brows.
The three words are brows, brows, brows. Brows. Love that. Okay. Mine is going to be start with SPF.
Ooh, oh, love that.
My mom would love that.
Yeah. Everyone's skin will love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about parking tickets? Three words.
Pay on time.
I was going to say that. I was going to say it.
Ooh.
Don't get them.
That's good, too.
Read the signs.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just going to double up
okay,
on yours.
Okay,
read the signs. And the last one is coffee. Three words on coffee. Coffee.
I'm not that into coffee. Honestly, like, don't drink it. But I know not everyone.
That's
yeah,
good.
See, I know not everyone would agree.
That
this
could be
one
your
would,
advice.
This, don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
The only thing I can't
green tea instead.
Was, I love coffee.
I love coffee. I'm going to say, I'm going to say too many hemorrhoids. Because you can get hemorrhoids if you drink too much coffee.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, I could see it.
Yeah,
I mean, I could picture. Yes.
Yeah. So don't drink too much of it. Also, acid reflux. You can get really bad acid reflux from it, too.
Ew.
Yeah. I've heard stories.
Ew.
And the last, very last question I'll ask you before letting you go is, what is one piece of advice you would give your younger self?
Sorry, this is not three words.
No, oh, yeah.
Okay. I was like, okay, hold on.
You're like, keep it pushing.
Don't grow up. I'd say, again, with the whole YouTube thing, but just for me as a person, like, it's okay to change. And,
I
like, everyone
that.
Changes. What's the thing that you say? The only thing that's constant in your life is change.
Yes. I love that.
I think that was from Awakened Gods, actually.
Love them. Follow.
I'm going to instantly follow them.
I hope they sponsor us.
I think kind of going with that, just live a little. I think especially for me, I'm such a structure, like, black and white person.
Yeah.
I think when I was younger, I, like, almost followed the rules too much because I was like, what will happen if I break these, you know?
Right.
So I think now looking back, I see how that's even come into me being an adult. So I would definitely say.
That's your three words, live a little.
Live
yeah.
a little.
Both of yours
live
were kind of three words.
Yeah.
I love that. These are so good. Where can people find you both on the internet together separately? You guys have your own podcast, Pretty Basic.
Yes.
Where else can people find you?
We have two YouTube channels. Well, each of us individually have two YouTube channels. I've got Miss Remy Ashton and Rem Life.
Alicia Marie Vlogs.
Very
Twitter,
good.
Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is it all the same on Twitter and Instagram?
Yes.
Pretty much,
right?
Alicia
you.
Marie on Twitter and then Alicia on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
You got Alicia.
She got just Alicia. I know.
That's always so cool when people do that.
I know.
Dang.
I know.
That's tight. If you guys out there are listening and have a sticky situation or a burning concern, call us at 805-751-9071. You give us your age and we do the best we can. And in this case, I think we did a good job.
I hope you're okay,
hope
dude.
So.
Keep trucking.
We got you.
Truly keep trucking.
Just keep going.
Yeah. And eat cake.
Oh, yeah.
That will help.
Eat a lot
it
of
does.
Cake.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week on Just a Tip. Bye.
Bye. That was so cute.
That was so fun.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.